today's daf is Nita Daf Mem Beis. We're holding on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. We are before the lines get wide, a few lines up, like 6-7 lines up before they get wide. Today's shir is a double sponsorship. Today's shir is sponsored by Glenn and Nellie Bachner and family on the occasion of the yard site of Glenn's father-in-law, Joshua Neiman, Yehoshua Tzvi, Ben Yecheskel, Olav HaShalom. We thank them very much for the sponsorship, and the neshama should have an aliyah. And today's shir is also sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and we thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf. So we started discussing the sugya of Poleta Shechva Zera, and we're going to continue in the sugya of Poleta Shechva Zera, and how Poleta Shechva Zera is metame mi bifnim kibachutz, that even when a woman has Shechva Zera that seeps out of her body, it makes her tame to a certain degree, and it doesn't have to drip all the way out of her body, just like Dam Nida and Dam Ziva is metame her, even when it just goes from the Bayis HaPinimi to the Bayis HaChitzon. The same is true, possibly, about Poleta Shechva Zera. That is a machlokas that we finished with yesterday, machlokas tanoim, whether the same is true when it comes to Poleta Shechva Zera. So the Gemara is going to then discuss the nature of Tumas Poleta Shechva Zera. Is it a Tumas Maga or is it a Tumas Roa? Is it like she just saw Dam and therefore she's Tame, so she had this emerge from her body and that's what's Metameir? Or is it that she touched this thing which is Tame? So it's Tame Mishum Nogeya. The Gemara is then going to explain the case when the Bryce is going to list a number of people who are Tamei Mibafnim Kibachutz, and Yoledes is on the list, that a Yoledes is Tamei Mibafnim Kibachutz. What exactly does that mean, that a Yoledes is Tamei Bifnim Kibachutz? And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about whether the Bayis HaChitzon, the outer part of the Rechem of the Isha, is considered to be a Beis HaStarim, or is it considered to be Balua? A Beis HaStarim is also not exposed to the outside environment, but it's not all the way inside of a person. So the nafkamina between that which is a beis hastarim and that which is balua, that which is totally inside of a person, is whether it has the ability to be betame bimasa. Bimaga, even a beis hastarim, you can't have tuma. But what about bimasa? If one carries something in the beis hastarim, so it would be tame. If one carries something bibalua, it would not be tame. It would not be metame the person. And we're going to have the same suffix about the throat, and that's going to get us into the discussion of nevelas of tohar, that it's metame in the throat of a person. So is the throat considered to be a beis hastarim, or is the throat of a person considered to be a balua? So again, just to remind ourselves, we finished off yesterday with a braisa about pleitas shechva zera, where the Tanakama had said that Pleita Shechva Zera is also Metame Bifnim Kibachutz, that even before the Shechva Zera emerges from her body, even when it's only Bifnim, it's still Metame. And then Rabbi Shimon said, no, Daya Kibawala, that just like a man, when Shechva Zera comes out, he's only Tame when it comes out of his body. There's no point inside of his body where he's already Tame from the Shechva Zera. So too, a woman is Poleta Shechva Zera, who's now dripping this Shechva Zera that came from the man originally and is now coming out of her body, is also going to be metame once it's actually bachutz. So says the Gemara, v'savar Rabbi Shimon. That's where we left off. The last one line is v'savar, about six lines before the lines get wide. V'savar Rabbi Shimon, daya kebo'ala. Does Rabbi Shimon really hold that a poleta shechva zera is just like the boel, in the sense that it's only metame once it's totally out of the body? V'atanya, but doesn't the Braisa tell us that since the pasuk says v'rachatu v'mayim v'tomu ad Erev, so Rabbi Shimon comments, b'chima bazel lamdenu, what's this pasuk really teaching us? If it's coming to tell me that someone who touches shechva zera has to go to the mikveh, harei kvar nemar lamata, it already says O ish, and the pasuk in shetetzi menu shechva zera. So from the word O in the pasuk, we learn that anybody that's nogeya b'shechva zera is tame, and therefore will have to go to the mikvah. Poleta shechva zera is also someone that's touching shechva zera, and therefore should have to go to the mikvah. Ella, so it has to be that this pasuk is coming to tell me the din of a woman who touches the shechva zera mi bifnim, that without the pasuk telling me this halacha, I would have thought that that would not be metame her, because she she's not touching it on the no outer surface of her body is touching the Shechus Zera, only on the inside. So Mnesha Tumas Beis Astarami, and that's what we call Tumas Beis Astarim, Tumas Beis Astarim in Metama. And the rule generally is that a Tumas Beis Astarim does not have the capacity to be Metame a person. Ela Shegzer Sakasavi. But that's the Gzer Sakasav, that she becomes Tame, even though the Negia is only Mibifnim. So it turns out that even according to Rabbi Shimon, she becomes Tame Bifnim Kibachutz, unlike the previous Brisa. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. How can you say that Rabbi Shimon holds that a woman is Daya Kibawala, that she only becomes Tame from Pleita Shechvazara once it emerges from her body? Here we have Rabbi Shimon darshaning a pasuk to tell me that it's Metamehir Mibifnim, that it's Metamehir even while it's still inside of her body. Says Gemara Lo Kasha. Kan b'mishameshes, kan b'paletas. The later Brisa is talking about a woman who becomes Tame because of the tashmish, that since she touched the shikhvazera in the course of tashmish, it's exeris hakasuv that she's mitame even when it's mibifnim. But the first price is talking about where she's paletas, the woman is becoming tame only from being paletas shikhvazera, and that Rabbi Shimon holds that daya kibawala, that she's only tame when it drips fully out of her body and not when it's bifnim. So in the initial act of tashmish, she becomes tame only because she's no gay, only because she's even when. Though she's no geya mi bifnim, that's exeris hakasuv that she's metame mi bifnim. But in the 3 days after tashmish, when the shikvazera is dripping out of her body, it only generates tuma when it actually drips out of her body, and not when it's only mi bifnim. So says Gemara, but wait, how does she have those 3 days if she didn't first have tashmish, meaning every paletas, typically tashimsha. Every woman that is being paletas shechvazera, the only way the shechvazera got into her body in the first place is through the tashmish. So she's tamei anyway. So how could Rabbi Shimon say that she's tahor until the shechvazera is pulled from her body, until it emerges outside of her body? She's tamei because she already had the tashmish. So says Gemara, no, the case is v'shatavlo l'shimusha. She had tashmish, then went to the mikveh and became tahor from the tumah that was generated by the tashmish, and then was polite. And then after that, the shechvazera started dripping out of her body. And that's what Rabbi Shimon says, and only when it drips fully out of her body will she become tame. Says Gemara, the memra de mishameshes betumas erif sagila. Do you mean to say that a woman is mishameshes, that she's only tame until that night? She's able to go to the mikvah that night and still be paletas afterwards? V'ha'amar rava mishameshes kol shol shiyam masru lechol betruma shiyav shol tiflot, that a mishameshes for 3 days is not going to be able to eat truma because there's no way for her to be tovel for 3 days after having tashmish, because it's impossible that she's not going to continue to be polite and become tameh again. So how could Rabbi Shimon say that she's tahora kol zman, that she's not being polite? It's impossible. She's always being polite. So there's no way that she'll be able to go to the mikvah and then later be polite and become tameh. No, she can't go to the mikvah in the first place because she's constantly being polite after the tashmish. Says Gemara, Hachamei Askinan Shet Bilua B'mita. Now there is one way to do it, that they could be matbil her after tashmish while she's still lying on her bed, that she had the tashmish, meaning she hasn't moved. So in such a way, even Rava would be moda that it's possible that she's not being polite right after the tashmish, and that's what Rabbi Shimon is saying, that we took her on the bed, she hasn't moved, dipped her in a mikvah, and that tevila is mitire her from the tashmish. But now she now gets up and starts being paletas, so now she's going to have a new tuma of paletas shechvazera, but only when the shechvazera actually emerges from her body. So it says Gemara, Mechal d'chi ka'amar Rava da'azla ihi bekara v'tavla. But it sounds from here that when Rava says that a mishameshes is tame for 3 days, right, then she can't go to the mikvah, that Rava's statement that there's no eating truma for 3 days because there she's always being paletas, that's talking about where she got up on her feet and she was tovel that way, and that doesn't work because walking itself causes her to be polite. But then why did Rava say that for 3 days she it's efshar la shalot tiflot and she's vade tameh? No, it could be that she's tahara, dilma vade tekazla shadisei. Maybe while she was walking toward the mikvah, all of the Shechvazara came out of her. How is Rava so certain that she's going to continue to be Paletta Shechvazara for 3 days just because she got up and moved and walked? As Rava, I would think getting up and moving and walking would be more reason to say that she's Tahar, because by the time she got to the mikvah, all of the Shechvazara may have left her body, and therefore once she's Tovelas, it could be that she's not becoming Tamei anymore. V'chiteima Dilma Ishtayer, and if you're going to say that Rava's Metamei or Misafik, not Vada, you're right, it's possible that all the Shechvazara came out, but you know what else is possible? That all the Shechvazara didn't come out and that there's still some left inside of her. And that's what Rava's concerned about, that for the next 72 hours there may still be some more Shechvazara inside of her. Rava's Lashon then should have been Chayshinon, that we're concerned that maybe there's something still left inside of her and that's why she's not allowed to eat Chuma. That's not what Rava said. Rava used a lashon that sounded so much more certain. He said, "She'i efshar lo shelo tiflot," that it's impossible that she's not being poletes. Impossible? Of course it's possible. Ella, so says Gemara, Rava holds that if she walks to go to the mikvah, she stands up and walks, it could be that everything has emerged from her body and she's no longer paletes shechvazara. Ella, Rava nami shetbilu b'mita. Even Rava, who says that for the next 72 hours, I'm confident that she's being paleta shechvazara, and a tevila is therefore going to be worthless and she can't eat truma, is talking about where you would tovel her before she's moved, while she's still in the bed. Velo kasha, and you still can't ask a kasha on Rava from the fact that Rabbi Shimon seems to assume that she's able to be metara herself from the tashmish and yet still be poletes afterwards. Because kan b'mishapeches, kan b'she'ena mishapeches. Rava's talking about a case where she turns over on the bed after the tevila, that move causes the zera to be polite, and therefore she's not able to become tahar until 3 days after the tashmish. Whereas the first price is talking about b'she'ena mishapechas, that after the tevila she hasn't moved, she hasn't turned over, and therefore according to Rabbi Shimon she remains tahora kol zman, that she doesn't know for sure that she was poletas. Meaning, if she's moved around, then you say e'ef shala shalo tiflot. It has to be that she's being paletas. But if she stays in one place, even after the tevila, then it's very, very possible that she has not been polite, and she's only going to become tamei if she notices and sees that there's actual shechvazera that comes out of her body. V'rava akrokai, and Rava who says that a mishamesha, said a woman who sat tashmish, that for 3 days she's not allowed to eat truma, is explaining a pasuk that talks about a woman who's mishameshes. V'achika amar, and this is what Rava is saying, ki kasavra, when the Torah says about a woman who's mishameshes, v'rachatu b'mayim v'tamu ad ha'erev, so it sounds like she's able to go to the mikveh that night and become tahar, that's only b'she'ena mishapeches. That's only if they tovled her while she was still lying on the bed that she had tashmish on, and she hasn't moved since then. Avol b'mishapeches, but if she's turned over, she's moved after the tevila, then kol shloshim asur lechol b'truma she'ef shalosh shalu tiflot. Then for the next 3 days, she's not going to be able to eat truma because we assume that it's automatic that she's going to be paleta shechvazera. So at the end of the day, the bottom line is that a woman, according to Rabbi Shimon, a woman becomes tamei from having tashmish, even though the shechvazera never touches the outside of her body; it only touches the inside of her body. That's gzeres hakasuv, that she becomes automatically tamei from that. It is possible to be mitire her from that tuma just by dipping her in a mikveh as long as she doesn't move. But if at any subsequent point the shechvazera is then polate from her body, not on the inside, but totally emerges from her body, she then becomes tamei again, midin poleta shechvazera. So there are two types of tuma. There's the tuma of tashmish amita, which is the result of shechvazera touching her on the inside of her body, and there's the tuma of paleta shechvazera, which is the result of the shechvazera emerging entirely from her body. That is the shita of Rabbi Shimon. So once we're on the topic of paleta shechvazera, asks the Gemara the following shayla: Bayimnei Rav Shmuel bar Bisna me'abayi, paleta shechvazera roa havia o noga as havia? What are the mechanics of the tuma of paleta shechvazera? Is it that it's like a re'ias dam of nida or of ziva, that she's tamei like a tumah yotzei alav migufa, that it's like a tumah that just emerges from her body, and that's what makes her tamei. That's like she's the origin of the tumah. Onuga asavia. Or do we say no? The reason she's tamei is because she's touching this substance that is tamei. Shechva zera itself is tamei, and she's touching the shechva zera. But before it emerges outside of her body, she wouldn't be tamei because that would only be a maga beis hastarim. The fact that she's tamei b'shas tashmish, that we said is gzeiros hakasav, that's a separate thing. But she's only tamei because she's touching it once it emerges from her body. So the Gemara just pauses for a moment and says, yad l'may nafkamina. So nafkamina, says the Gemara, the nafkamina is going to be that for several things. First of all, listar is it so sir the shivanikiyim of a zava that if a paletas has a din of a roeh, then it should ruin her sviras shivanikiyim. But if it's only a din of nogeya, so nogeya by any tuma doesn't ruin sviras shivanikiyim. Meaning, if a woman is in the middle of shivanikiyim and she touches a sheretz or a mace or something like that, it's not, it doesn't ruin her shivanikiyim. The shivanikiyim are a totally separate cheshbon. But if it's a din of a roeh, any dam that emerges from her body would certainly ruin her shivanikiyim. So maybe shechva zera as a roeh will also ruin her shivanikiyim. Ula tamei b'mashahu. Another nafkamina is it tamei b'mashahu that if a paletas has a din of a roeh, so just like dam, we say a tipas dam kechardol is metamei her. Even just the tiniest drop of blood is going to be metamei her. But if it's a nogeya, shechva zera should only be metamei if it has a shear, because we normally require a shear in order for tumas maga. So what the Gemara is going to discuss in tomorrow's daf, what that shear might be, ka'adasha or chasimas piyama, but there is some sort of shear that it should require. And a third nafkamina, ulatami bifnim kibachutz, that if it's a din of a roeh, then it should be tamei even while it's inside of her body, just like dam is tamei when it's inside of her body, when it goes from the beis hapnimi to the beis hachitzon, when it goes from the uterus to the cervix / vaginal canal, but somewhere only when it gets to the prusur. But if it's only a din of maga beis hastarim is not metame. Maga is only metame on the external surface of the body. So says the Gemara, manufshach. To explain this suffix, it's going to be difficult either way. Ish me'elei masnisa, if you know the brisa where we had this machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim about a paletas, whether she's metame bifnim kibachutz, so the Rabbanan roa havia, the Rabbi Shimon nogas havia, then it should be obvious to you what the answer is. According to the Rabbanan, she should be considered a roa, because the Rabbanan say that a paletas shechvazera is metame bifnim kibachutz, and according to Rabbi Shimon, it's nogas, because Rabbi Shimon is the one that said, dayo, that she only becomes tamei when it actually emerges from her body. So and if you happen to not know that brisa, so mistavra no gas havia. So then you're only working with svara. If you don't have any marimakomos to be poshet the suffix, so then you're working with svara. Misvara, she has a din of a no gas, because a roa dam, the ri'ia actually started in her body. Her body produced that dam. A paleta shechvazera, she doesn't produce shechvazera. Clearly, it's an external thing. It came from outside of her. It came from the man. So why should it be misvara? It really shouldn't be any different than any other tumas maga. So if you know the brisa already, so you already know it's machlokas. I mean, you just told me that there are three nafkaminas in this shaila, and we one of those nafkaminas we had already a machlokas between the Chum and Rabbi Shimon about it. So there you have it. You already know that it's a machlokas. What the principle is, whether it's roeh or whether it's nogeh. And if you don't know the brisa and you're only working misvara, we know what the svara pshuta should be. The svara pshuta should clearly be only that it's nogeya, because it's coming from outside of her body. So says Mar the Olam Shmuley Masnisa. We did know the brisa. We were aware of the machlokas Rabbanan Rabbi Shimon, whether poleta shichva zera is mitami or bifnim like the shita of the Rabbanan, or only mitami when it emerges from the body like the shita of Rabbi Shimon. And we have no sveikos what the Rabbanan hold. If the Rabbanan are going to say that it's mitami mi bifnim, obviously the Rabbanan hold that it's a din of a roeh. Ki kami vayalei alibis Rabbi Shimon. Our shaila is within the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. When Rabbi Shimon says that it's that it only is metamir when it emerges from the body, and we know that Rabbi Shimon holds that it's only metame bachutz. kikami bayile, but our shaila is about the other nafkaminas. Listor l'tame b'kol shehu mai. What would Rabbi Shimon say about paleta shechvazera being so sar shivinakiyim? What would Rabbi Shimon say about paleta shechvazera being metame b'kol shehu, and or does it require a shir? That's our shaila. Kikami Rabbi Shimon daya kibawala hanmilu t'mi b'fnim kibachutz. Maybe Rabbi Shimon only says that she's like her boel in the sense that she's only going to become tame when it emerges from her body, just like the boel is only tame when it when the shechvazera emerges from his body. But maybe in principle she still has a din of a roa, and therefore it should be so sereshivinikim, it should become tame even b'kolshu. Or maybe no, maybe this idea that it's metame only when it emerges from her body is indicative of the nature of paleta shechvazera, and that is that it's only a nogea. So for all the other halachas, it's also only a nogea. It would need to have a certain shear, it would not be so sereshivinikim. So essentially the question is that within Shitas Rabbi Shimon, when Rabbi Shimon says that it's only metame her when it emerges from her body, is that despite the fact that the nature of her tumah is a roa, and even so it's only metamir when it emerges from her body because we have this special din of daya kibawala that she shouldn't be more chamor than the boel? Or do we say that no, that's indicative of the nature of her tumah, that just like Tumas Maga in general can only happen outside of the body, so the fact that Paleta Shechvazer is only Tame when it's outside of the body, so you see that this is just a general type of Tumas Maga and this is not a Roa. So that was our Shaila. So then the Gemara says another explanation of what exactly the Safek is. Ika de Amri li'olam lo shmi alei masnisa. Or it could be that we were never aware of the Brisa where you have this Machlokas Chacham and Rabbi Shimon, and we said, but then Svara Pshuta should be that she's for sure a Nogea. Not so Svara Pshuta. V'achi kam b'yalei. Mida ach mirachmana abalei keryan b'sinai roa havya. Do we say from the fact that the Torah was machmir on the Jewish people that we were not allowed to have Tashmish Amita for 3 days prior to Har Sinai in order that all the women will be able to be tovel on the third day and become tohar from any Tumas Keri b'shas matan Torah? So do we derive from there that a paletas is roa havya, that she has a din of a roa dam, and say that the idea that we had to be careful by Sinai was dafka from Tumas paletas and not from Tumas Mason Sheret? So that shows you that it must be fundamentally different than Tumas Meis and Tumas Sheretz. Meaning we were not told for 3 days before our Sinai, don't touch a Sheretz, right? We were told, no Tashmish Amita. Why? Because apparently it's a fundamentally different kind of Tumah. Tumas Sheretz is a Tumah Mishum Nogeya. Tashmish Amita, where she's going to be Paleta Shechvazera for the next 3 days, that's a Tumah of Roeh. Or maybe we don't learn from what the Torah told us at Sinai. Because maybe the whole Har Sinai experience was a chiddush, meaning it's a davar ayotim in a klal, because the tumah of zaven and mitzora, which are very severe tumos that emerge from the person's own body, and still the Torah is not machmir. So there is no rule of what the Torah told us at Sinai. The Torah just told us no tashmish amita, not no tumas roeh, because as Zavon and Mitzrayim were able to experience Har Sinai. So the fact that the Torah is machmir no paletas is not a raya that it's necessarily a tuma that's bami gufa. Chiddush in general, the word chiddush, Rav Shachter points out in Sefer Eretz Tzvi, the word chiddush doesn't mean something I wouldn't have known had the Torah not told me, because everything is a chiddush in the Torah. I never would have known anything had the Torah not told me. I never would have figured out on my own that there should be a week of the year where I take a palm branch and a citron and a few other leaves and shake it around, but yet we never find that dalad minim is called a chiddush, right? Everything, the whole tekala Torah kula is a chiddush. Now chiddush means even working within the system of the Torah and working with the knowledge of the mitzvos and the dinim of tamentar and the dinim of isvahet and the dinim of mamlis, they have a davar asosar asaklal. They have something that goes against the basic rule. So over here also, there's no logical reason that paletza shechvazera, regardless of what it is, that it should be more chamor than any tumas maga or any tumas roa. Meaning, it's got to fit some category. So why would it be more chamor? If it's tumas maga, it can't be more chamor than touching a dead body can't be more chomer than touching a sheret. And if it's tumas roeh, it shouldn't be more chomer than a zav or a mitzora. And yet, a chiddush that by Har Sinai, this was all we were worried about. We weren't worried about any of the other tumas. So the whole thing is a chiddush, and therefore you can't learn from a chiddush. You can't use the klalim to derive what the halacha would be from a chiddush, because all of the klalim that we use and all of the comparisons and kal v'chomers and all of the memetzinus and the ways that we derive halachas in the Torah are working with the assumption that we're working within the system. But if you have a halacha that goes outside of the system, so then you can't use it to teach anything. So Amar Lei, so now the Gemara goes back to the end of the Meimra. So Abayi says to Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna that a paleta shechvazera, even according to Rabbi Shimon, roa havya, has a din of a roa in that it's so ser her shiva nekiyim, and there is no shear. Even a kol shehu of shechvazera will make her a paleta shechvazera. Asa shayla l'rava. They then asked Rava the same shayla. Amrle roa havya. He also said roa havya. So asa l'kamei to Rav Yosef. So then he came to Rav Yosef. He asked him the same shayla. Amrle roa. Then went to Abayi. I'm like, kulchu beruka chadatafisu. He says, you're all spitting the same saliva, meaning you must have all heard the same din. So I'm like, Abayi said, shaper amrilach ad kan lo kam Rabbi Shimon daya kaboa al tam yifnim kubechutz avalisra al tam bekol shu roa havya. Yeah, what the answer everyone's giving you is the correct answer, that even though Rabbi Shimon holds that she's only tamei when the shechvazera emerges entirely from her body, still fundamentally it's a tumas roa. It's not a tumas maga. I mean, think about on the man's side, right? When the man has shechvazera come out of his body, it's obviously roa. It's not because of maga. It's coming from his body, and yet it's only when it emerges from his body. So she's daya kibawala in that sense, but it's a roa. So tan rabbanan. Now the brisa tells us as follows: Hanida vashemeres yom keneged yom vayoledes kulan mitamis b'fnim kibachutz. Any sort of tuma that a woman has that she's roa is mitami her even b'fnim, not when it emerges from her body. Again, up until this point, we've been discussing shitas Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that a paleta shechvazera is mitami only b'chutz, but a nida, a shomeres yom keneged yom, right? Though that certainly is mitami b'fnim kibachutz. That's mitami even when the blood goes from the bais apnimi to the prosdar, when the blood goes from the uterus to the vaginal canal. That for sure, she's already tamei even before it emerges from her body. But we added onto this list a yoledes, that a yoledes is also only tamei. I'm sorry, it's already tamei when it's bifnim, when it's inside. What's it? So we're assuming it means dam, that there's some dam that comes along with it, that's metamei her even before it emerges from the body. So it says Mar Bishlam Kululechi. I understand that all the other examples that the Brisa gave of metamei mi bifnim, Eli Yoledes, but what's the case of Yoledes? Ibi mei nida, if we're talking about that she saw some dam right before giving birth, during the yamei nida, so nida, she's a nida, meaning you don't need it to be tamei because of yoledes, she's tamei anyway, because she's tamei mishum nida, dam nida. And ibi mei ziva, and if she bled a little bit during the yamei ziva, prior to giving birth, ziva, then she's a zava. So you wouldn't need the fact that she's a yoledes to say that she's tamei. So the Rishonim already asked, what do you mean she's a zava? Isn't that dam koshi? And dam koshi is not metamei b'yamei ziva, not metamei yoledes b'yamei ziva. So it must be that the Bryce is talking about that she was a yoledes in nefel, and there's not no dam koshi for nefelim, right? Otherwise, it's not a strong kasha. So it says more lo tzricha. No, the case is she yard the litbol mitumah letahara. We're talking about a yoledes who sees dam when she goes to the mikveh, that her 2 weeks after giving, it's not that she saw dam before giving birth, she had her 2 weeks of tumah after leidas nekeva, and then she went to the mikveh, and now she's going to be tahor for the next 66 days, and she saw dam during the mikveh experience. When? V'chihada amar Rabbi Zeira, amar Rabbi Chiya Barashi, amar Rav. Yoledes she yordel litbol, at the end of the 2 weeks, if she goes down to the mikveh to be tameh, to become tahor, to go from tumah latara, the nekar mimenu dam, and at that time dam came out of her bayis apnimi and stood and stayed in the bayis achitzon, and only emerged a day or two later. If the dam was neka from the bayis apnimi, if it moved from the bayis apnimi at the time that she was going down to the mikvah before she was toveles tameya, then she's tameya. She can't become tar calls man that the dam stays in the bayis achitzon, and when it then later emerges from her body, she's going to have to be tovel again because the first tevila didn't work. But ba'aliyah, but if the dam only leaves the bayis apnimi after she's already been toveles on her way out of the mikvah, then tahora, then she's going to be tar because dam tahar is not metami her. This is during the yemei tahar already. So when the Brisa says that you led this metami bifnim kebuchutz, it means that the dam is nekar from the bayis apnimi to the bayis achitzon before the tevila. That calls man that the dam is still there in the bayis achitzon. She is tame. So the Gemara brings a kasha on this member of Rabbi Zeira, and based on that, we're going to say that the Brisa can't be talking about a yoledes that saw dam while she was going to the mikvah. Amrili Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zeira says, I don't get what you're talking about when you say that she's tame because of the dam that was nekar biyurida. Am I tameya when she's going down before she's been toveles? Why in the world would she be tameya from that? Tuma baluahi, that is tuma inside of her body, and a tuma inside of her body is not metame lo b'maga v'lo b'masa. It's not metame with anything. It's not metame. Tuma balua is not metame at all. So Amalei zil shaylei Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Zeira said to Rabbi Yirmiyahu, go and ask Rabbi Avin. Da'az bris ne'alei ukarkish lebereshe b'medrasha. That I explained it to him, the reason why it's metame her, and he shook his head in the base medrash when I explained it to him. So I know that he understood, because when someone shakes their head, that's an indication of being maskim to what you're saying. So I know that he was maskim. So Azal Shailis, Rabbi Yirmiyahu went and asked Rabbi Avin, Sarmalei. So Rabbi Avin said to him, this tumah is a gzera that we were machmir by a din of yoledes, that asu'ua kinivlas oftar shemetama begadim bevesablia, that we make it midrabanan betumah balua like a nevelas oftar that's metame on a daraisa level, it's metame a person's begadim when it's bebeis ablia, even though the nevelos of tar bebeis ablia, it's in the person's throat, it's balua, it's inside the person's body, but nevertheless, the Torah tells us, gzeiros hakasuv, that it's metame the person and the begadim that the person's wearing when the nevelos of tar is in the person's beis ablia. So with the rabbanon patterning this din after that din daraisa, say that this dam that's bebeis achitzon is also going to be metame bebeis achitzon, even though it really should be tuma balua and should not be metame. So it says, well, me dummy, how can you compare this to nevelos of tahar? It's a totally different case. By the nevelos of tahar, there is no tumas maga b'chutz. It's only tame bebe sablia, meaning the nevelos of tahar is not metame anywhere else, not metame mi b'chutz. It's a gzeres hakasuv that that's the only form of tuma it has. But but over here we're talking about a yoledis that went to the mikvah when the dam comes out of her body and she touches it, she's going to become tameh. So since it's metame mi bachutz, so it's clearly not like a nevela sof tar, it's like every other tumah. So it should not be metame bibalua. Why would we pattern this din after nevela sof tar? Nevela sof tar is so clearly an exception, which is only metame bibalua. So says Gemara, hachanami, over here when Rabbi Zeira is metame the oledis that sees dam when she goes to the mikvah is kishiyotza lechutz. It's when the dam leaves her body. And because the dam was nekar min hamakar, before the tevila, it's dam tameh, and she becomes tameh from touching it. But before she goes, before the dam comes out, even when it's in the bayis achitzon, then if she was toveles, she would be tahora kolzman, that it doesn't emerge, because it's tuma balua. So what we're saying is that if the dam left her bayis apnimi, left the uterus, before she went to the mikvah, so now we know that dam is tameh dam, but she's not tameh from it. Once she goes to the mikvah, she's tar. She's not tameh from it, even though it's still inside of her body. But once it emerges from her body, since it's tameh dam, she's now tameh from touching the dam, and now she's going to become tameh from that dam. So if the case is that the dam emerged from her body, then what's the chiddush? So obviously, if it was nekar from the beis apnimi before she went to the mikvah, it's dam tameh. So obviously, it's going to be able to be metameh here when it comes out of her body.
body. No, mal detemer migu de mahani tevila dam di ikka gavai tani nami lahai kamash mlan. I might have thought that since the tevila is going to be metaher any dam that's currently in her uterus, that it should be metame even the dam that it should be metaher rather even the dam that's already left her uterus but just hasn't yet emerged from her body. So kamash mlan that no, it doesn't do that. If the dam has already emerged from her uterus, that dam is already dam tame, and no amount of going to the mikvah is ever going to be metaher that dam. So shmeit nifrik, the maimer of Rabbi Zeira is now understood that he's talking about maga of tuma mibachutz, and therefore you can't ask on him from tuma balua. Eliyoledes, but back to the original kasha, we said that a yoledes is mitame bifnim kibachutz. That we don't understand what that's talking about. Ibi may nida nida, ibi may ziva ziva. Back to our original question: if it's happening during the may nida, she's nida; during the may ziva, she's a zava. Sachamayaskinan belede yabeshta. No, we're talking about a woman who's a yoledes that didn't have any dam that emerged with the baby. Her tumah's only mitzad that she's a yoledes. So lede yabeshta, my mitame bifnim kibachutzika. So where's the tumah coming from if there's no dam? The baby sticks his head out outside of the prosder to the base of chitzon, and the Bryce is telling me that even though the baby hasn't emerged out into the world yet, it's already considered to be born, and the mother is tamei leida. Ukit Rav Hoshaya, and that's like Rav Hoshaya taught us. Tam Rav Hoshaya, gzeru shem yotzi avlad rosho, chutz l'prosder. He says that the Mishnah's metame and mialedes that sticks her hand into the womb of the mu'uberes and touches a vlad that's mace. So that's because of a gezeira that maybe the baby stuck its head outside of the prosder and she touched it over there, and she's going to think that it didn't stick its head out, and that's why we say that she's tamei, even though she only touched it mibifnim. So you see that Rav Hoshaya holds that once the baby sticks its head out, it's considered a full-fledged birth, and that's why the Braisa says that the yoled is mitamei mibifnim. It means that the tumas leida begins as soon as the vlad sticks its head into the beis hachitzon. So v'chiyahuda asal kamed rava. And it's just like the Maisa that someone came to Rava. Amalei, the person asked Rava, Ma'u l'mimol b'shabata? Can I give a mila on Shabbos to my baby? So Amalei, Shabbat dami, said, yeah, you're allowed to do mila on Shabbos, because mila is docha Shabbos, mila b'zman is docha Shabbos, a very simple shayla. Right? So Basar d'nafak, after the person left, Amar Rava, Salkadai to the Ugavar lo yada, d'shay l'mimol b'shabata? That's a little bit too simple of a question to be asking the Gadol Adar. Is it possible that that guy didn't know that you're allowed to do mila on Shabbos? Sazal Basra, he said maybe there was something else. Sometimes you can't just answer the shayla that people ask you. You have to answer the shayla that they mean to ask you. And you have to figure out what they mean to ask. Sazal Basra, so Rava went after him. Sarmalei, Emily Ezi Gufatuvda Hechiava. Talk me through it. You know, walk me through the case over here. What exactly happened? Sarmalei, Shamit Vlad Tzavit Zapanya Demali Shabbata. I heard the baby crying already on Erev Shabbos. Vlo Yisiel, not Shabbata, but the baby didn't come out until Shabbos. So I want to know, should I do the meal on Shabbos? Sarmalei, Hi Hotzi Rosh Chutzapruzer. Ooh, if you heard the baby crying, that means it was ready Motzi Rosh Chutzapruzer. Mila Shalob Bezmana, having Mila Shalob Bezmana, call Mila Shalob Bezmana in Mechal of Shabbos, and that makes this a Mila Shalob Bezmana, and therefore you cannot be Mechal of Shabbos. So Yibayilu, new discussion. Also Makam Shalisha Balua Havi Obesa Star Mavi. Is the Bayis Hachitzon of a woman considered to be Balua totally inside the body, or is it considered to be a Besa Star? Lamay Nafkamina, Kam Shatach Velachavirta Kazayis Nevela Ba Also Makam. What if a Kazayis Nevela is in that makam of a woman? If it's balua, tuma balua lamatama. There's no tuma that's transferred in balua in the totally inside part of the body. And if we assume that it has a din of a beis hastarim, there's no tumas maga in the beis hastarim, but there is tumas masa in the beis hastarim. Sabai yamar balua havi, rava amar beis hastarim havi. Machlokas amar rava mina aminallah. How do I know that it has a din of a beis hastarim? Detanya, because the Braisa tells us that about a woman who's mishameshes, that the touching the shekhmah zera on the outside of her body, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that she's tameh. Ella mipnei shetumas beis hasarim, he tumas beis hasarim, la matama, ella shegzeres hakasav, that a woman who's mishameshes is tameh, there's a special gzeres hakasav that she's tameh, even though it's touching her in the beis hasarim. So you see beferish in the braisa that we quoted in the, earlier in the daf, that the bayis hachitzon of the rechem is a beis hasarim. Abayi says that the tan is telling me two reasons that she's tameh. Chada de tuma baluah. First of all, that it's tuma baluah, and afilu mitzum salomar tumas beis hasarim he ena matama el I mean, two reasons why it shouldn't be Tameh. First of all, it's Tumah Balua. Second of all, even if it's not a Balua, it would at most be a base of Starim. Yeah, but it's Xeris HaKasav, and it's Metameh. So you buy Makam Nevelis of Tahar, Balua Havi, or base of Starim Havi. What about the throat where the Nevelis of Tahar is Metameh, the person, and the Begadim She'alav? Is that part of the throat considered Balua or base of Starim? So the Mai Nafkamina. What would be the Nafkamina between the two? Kigon Shetachav Lo Chaveru Kazayis Nevelu Letoch Piv. Someone else sticks a Kazayis Nevelu into your mouth and you don't touch it. I Amr Balua Havi. If you say that it's Balua, Tum Balua Lamatamia, then it shouldn't have the capacity to be Matami. But the Amr Base of Starim Havi, Ninami de Bimaga Lamatami, Bimasa Matami. But if it's a Base of Starim, it's not going to be Matami, you Bimaga, but Bimasa, you could even have it a Base of Starim. So Abaye Amr Balua Havi, Rava Amr Base of Starim Havi. Same two people, Machlokas. Amr Abaye Mina Minala. How do I know that it's a din of Balua? Ditanya. Yachol Tein Nevelas Behema Matami Begadim Abase Ablia. I might think that a Nevelas Behema can also be Matami, a person in that part of his body, not just a Nevelas of Tahar. Tabalomer Nevelu Trefel Yachol Tamava. Mash Misha Ein Latuma Ella Achilasa. That this din of being Matami Abase Ablia is only for something that the only way it transmits Tuma is by the Beis Abliya, meaning a Nevelas of Tar. Yatzazo, as opposed to a Nevelas Behema, Shatumasa Kadam Sheikhlana, that you have Tuma even before you eat it. So, Vitesi, Bekalvachomer, Nevelas of Tar, why don't we learn a Kalvachomer? Uman, Nevelas of Tar, Shein Latuma Bechutz, Yesh Latuma Befnim, if a Nevelas of Tar, which has no other form of Tuma, can only be Matayim Beis Abliya, Zu, Sheyesh Latuma Bechutz, Ein Adin, Sheyesh Latuma Befnim, a Nevelas Behema should for sure be able to be Matami Bifnim, it could even be Matami Bechutz. Amakra, Ba, V'lo Ba'acheres. That's Xeris HaKasav, that it only works for Nevelas of Tar. Im Kein Matam Lomer Va'ochel. Why does it say Va'ochel? Litein Shir Lanogev Lanosei. That's to give the shear for Nevela, for touching it and for carrying it. Ka'ochel, that it's the amount that you would eat. Ma'ochel, because Zayis, Afnogev Lanosei, because Zayis, that just like eating is the shear of Achila, is always a Kazayis, so the shear for touching and carrying a Nevela is only when it's a Kazayis. Okay, Bez Hashem will continue with discussion of Magabesa Starim with Amar Rava tomorrow.